Newton's law. Our position, orbiting Psi 2000, an ancient world, now a frozen wasteland, about to rip apart in its death throes. Our mission? Pick up a scientific party below. Observe the disintegration of the planet.
Systems.
Roger. Mr. Spock. One man was taking a shower, fully clothed.
Expose ourselves to nothing. Spock here, do you read Enterprise?
Kirk, affirmative.
All station personnel are dead.
What caused it?
Unknown, Captain. It's like nothing we've dealt with before.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before. The science party we were to have picked up has been found dead. Life support systems had been turned off, station personnel frozen to death. Conditions highly unusual. Meanwhile, we remain in orbit to complete our mission. Close scientific measurement of the breakup of this planet.
You received my signal, Mr. Scott.
Yes, sir. Decontaminate.
Captain here.
Spock and Tormolin aboard, sir. We're holding him in the chamber for decontamination.
Better have Madison look them over, too. Tell Mr. Spock I'll meet him there in 10 minutes. Kirk out.
You're fine, Joe. Up and out of there. Mr. Spock? Your pulse is 242. Your blood pressure is practically non-existent. Assuming you call that green stuff in your veins blood.
The readings are perfectly normal for me, Doctor. Thank you. And as for my anatomy being different from yours, I am delighted.
Captain?
How are they?
They're fine, Jim.
Terrible, Captain. It was terrible. They were just sitting, like they didn't care. Whatever was happening, they didn't care. I keep wondering.
You keep wondering if man was meant to be out here. You keep wondering, we keep signing out. Any guesses, Mr. Spock? Any idea what happened down there?
I wish I could say, Captain. Circumstances were quite bizarre. However, our record tapes may show us something.
Six dead. Six people dead.
You better get some rest.
Yes, sir.
Set up those tapes, Mr. Spock. We'll see if the answers are there.
The lab status report, Doctor.
Oh, thank you, Christy. Next tape, please.
Spectroanalysis tape, sir.
Thank you.
Almost as though they were irrational, drugged. An engineer sitting there apparently oblivious to everything, a woman strangled, a crewman with a phaser pistol in his hand.
He'd used the computer room as if it were an amusement gallery.
And a fully clothed man frozen to death in a shower. If the image wasn't so ugly, it'd be laughable. Not even a theory, gentlemen?
Definitely not drugs or intoxication. The bioanalysis on the tapes proved that conclusively.
Could be some form of space madness we've never heard of. But it would have to be caused by something. Our spectral readings showed no contamination, no unusual elements present.
Or at least none your tricorders could register.
Instruments register only those things they're designed to register. Space still contains infinite unknowns.
Earth science needs the closest possible measurement of the breakup of this planet. To do this, we need the Enterprise in a critically tight orbit. Question. Could what happened down there to those people create any unusual danger to this vessel and crew?
We will need top efficiency, Captain. It'll be a tricky orbit. When a planet begins to go, there may be drastic changes in gravity, mass, magnetic field.
The purpose of a briefing, gentlemen, is to get me answers based on your abilities and experience. In a critical orbit, there's no time for surprise.
Unless you people on the bridge start taking showers with your clothes on, my engines can pull us out of anything. You'll be warping out of orbit within a half second of getting your command.
Bridge to Captain.
Kirk here.
Scanners report sudden 4-degree shift in planet magnetic field. A change in mass also, sir.
It's beginning. Unusually rapid shifts.
On our way, Lieutenant. I'll hold you that half second, Scanner. It's a rapier. A thin sword.
All right. So what do you do with it?
What do you mean, what do you do with it?
Self-defense? Mayhem? Shish kebab?
Your practice.
For what?
All right, Joey.
Last week, it was botany he was trying to get me interested in. I was supposed to be collecting leaves, plant specimens.
Your attitude is all wrong. Fencing tones a muscle, sharpens the eye, improves the posture. You tell him, Joey. Explain to him. Hey, Joey. You feeling all right?
Get off me. You don't rank me and you don't have pointed ears, so just get off my neck.
What's within?
Nothing.
Attention. Engine room home on standby alert. All duty personnel to the bridge. Acknowledge.
You sure you're all right now, Joe? We've got to leave.
We're all a bunch of hypocrites. Stick our noses into something that we've got no business. What are we doing out here anyway?
Take it easy, Joe.
Bring pain and trouble with us. Leave men and women stuck out on freezing planets until they die. What are we doing out here in space? Good? What good? We're polluting it, destroying it. We've got no business being out here, no business.
Take it easy. Now,
calm down. If a man was supposed to fly, he'd have wings. If he was supposed to be out in space, he wouldn't need air to breathe. Wouldn't need life support systems to keep him from freezing to death.
Hey, Joey, put the knife down, huh?
You're all steamed up, Joe.
We don't belong here. It's not ours. Not ours. Destroying and watching. We don't belong. I don't belong. 6 people died down there. Why do I deserve to live?
What are you doing, Joe?
Hey, Joey, put the knife down.
Don't be a fool,
Joey. You're just getting...
Let's sweat about it.
Let go! Let me have the knife!
Leave it go!
No, Joey, don't be a fool. Joey! Joey, give me the knife.
Emergency! Rec room, area 39. We need medics.
Captain's log supplemental. Our orbit tightening. Our need for efficiency critical. But unknown to us, a totally new and unusual disease has been brought aboard.
Relative gravity increasing, sir.
Compensate, Mr. Riley.
Yes, sir. Magnetic field continuing to shift, sir. Planet continuing to shrink in mass.
Mr. Spock?
All scanning stations manned, all recorders functioning, Captain.
Orbit steady now, sir.
Obviously, this planet is condensing more rapidly than expected. A valuable study. We may be seeing Earth's distant future. Before its sun went dark, this planet was remarkably similar to yours.
Hell, I'm answering nicely, Captain.
Good.
Communication status, Captain.
The Mullins record.
Psychiatric file and personality quotients.
Was he trying to kill himself?
It's doubtful he meant to. He was confused, self-tortured.
Doesn't sound like the man I know.
His capacity for self-doubt has always been rather high. What puzzles me is what brought it to the surface with so much force.
Dropping, Doctor.
Compensate with the respirator. Stand by to close. Closing.
Relative gravity increase, sir. Like the planet reached out and yanked at us.
Compensate.
Compensate.
Orbit steady now, sir.
Maybe a little nervous, I guess.
The
This shouldn't be happening. This man should be getting stronger.
You sure the respirator's functioning properly?
Yes, Doctor.
Why is this man dying? Hypo.
He's dead, Doctor.
The wounds were not that severe.
This is McCoy, Captain Kirk to sick bay.
Uhura, monitor communications. Tell McCoy I'll be there when I can.
Yes, sir.
Planet breakup is imminent, Captain. Shrinking in size at an increasing rate. As the planet continues to shrink in size, its surface moves away from us,
forcing us to spiral down to maintain the same distance from it.
Exactly. We must be prepared to respond instantly to any sudden change.
Engine room from bridge.
Scott here, Captain.
Tie into the helm, Scotty. If we should call for power, we'll want it fast.
No problem, sir. You'll have it.
Rate of compaction seems constant.
Then I'll go see what the good doctor wants. Keep me informed of any change, Mr. Spock.
Acknowledged.
Don't know if it's this planet or what happened with Joe. I'm sweating like a bridegroom.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, why don't you come down to the gym with me, Kevin, my lad?
Now?
Why not? Light workout will take the edge off.
Hey, Sulu, what about you? Hey, Sulu, don't be a fool. Come.
Intestinal damage wasn't that severe. I got to him in plenty of time. That man should still be alive. Only reason he died, Jim, is he didn't want to live. He gave up.
That's a supposition, Dr. Artifact.
Well, it may be. It may be. I've lost patients before, but not like that. Not Joe's kind. That kind of man doesn't give up.
Coincidence? Maybe.
You mean that Joe is down on the planet's surface and you're going to ask me if it's connected?
That's exactly what I was going to ask.
Jim, he was decontaminated. He's been medically checked. We've run every test we know for everything
we know.
That's
not good enough.
Well, we're doing everything as possible.
Bones, I want the impossible checked out, too.
Why isn't Mr. Sulu at the station?
Magnetic full compensated for, sir. Orbit steady.
Take over here, Rand.
Yes, sir.
You haven't answered my question. Where is Mr. Sulu?
Have no fear, O'Reilly's here. And one Irishman is worth 10,000.
You're relieved, Mr. O'Reilly. Lieutenant Uhura, take over the station.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's what I like. Let the women work, too. Universal suffrage.
Report the sick bay, Mr. O'Reilly.
Sick bay? Exactly where I was heading. Sir.
Security. Mr. O'Reilly is headed for sick bay. See to it he arrives. Captain Kirk to the bridge.
Joe. Well, he died, didn't he?
Yes.
You know something? You have such lovely eyes, pretty lady.
I know he was a friend of yours. This must be a terrible shock.
You know what Joe's mistake was? He
wasn't born an Irishman.
Bloodied, or with my blood on your swords.
Coward!
Lieutenant Brent, relieved, Miss Uhura.
Yes, sir.
What were their symptoms?
Not violent at this stage. Slightly disoriented. Riley seemed rather pleased with himself, as if he were...
irrational. Or drugged.
Precisely.
Security, Lieutenant Uhura.
Yes, sir.
Both Sulu and Riley, locate and confine. I want every crewman who comes in contact with them medically checked.
Sir, level 2, corridor 3 reports a disturbance. Mr. Sulu chasing crewman with a sword.
Put security on it.
Fascinating. A pattern is developing. First, Tourmaline. Hidden personality traits being forced to the surface. Then Riley, who fancies himself a descendant of Irish kings. Now Sulu, who is at heart a swashbuckler out of your 18th century.
Pressing condition of side 2000.
Gravity pull increasing. We've shifted 2% and should stabilize our position.
Helmsman, stabilize position.
Helm is not answering to control.
Warp us out of here.
No response from engine, sir.
Impulse power, then. Blast us out of this orbit.
Impulse engine's also dead, sir.
Engine room, we need power.
Mr. Scott, acknowledge.
Our controls are dead. Take her.
Mr. Liu, at last.
Sulu, put that thing away.
But Mana, Queen, and Frog.
Sulu.
Ah.
Sulu, give me that. Sulu!
I'll protect you, fair maiden.
Sorry, neither.
Oh, Sulu.
I'd like you to teach me that sometime.
Take D'Artagnan here to sickbay.
Scotty, we need power. Engine room, acknowledge.
You rang, sir?
Who's this?
This is Captain Kevin Thomas Riley of the Starship Enterprise.
And who is this?
This is Captain Kirk. Get out of the engine room, navigator. Where's Mr. Scott?
I've relieved Mr. Scott of his duties. Now, attention, cooks. This is your captain speaking. I would like double portions of ice cream for the entire crew.
Clear that, too, will you?
Yes, sir.
And now, your captain will render an ancient Irish favor. I'll take you
Captain,
home again.
At our present rate of descent, we have less than 20 minutes before we enter planet atmosphere.
I'm burn up, I know, Mr. Spock.
Captain's log, stardate 1704.4. Ship out of control, spiraling down towards planet Psi 2000. We have 19 minutes of life left, without engine power or helm control.
How did Riley get in there?
He ran in, said you wanted us on the bridge.
He's cut off both helm and power.
Then he shut the door behind us and locked off the mechanism.
Can't you get to the auxiliary?
I can't. He's hooked everything through the main panel in there. Get up to my office and pull the plans for this bulkhead. The only way to get that door open is to... cut through these wall circuits here.
The roses all have left your cheeks. I've watched them fade away and die.
Status reports, all sections.
Mr. Spock, a fight in the after wardroom. Security reports incidents among the crewmen are increasing.
Go to alert Baker 2. Seal off main sections.
All decks. Alert system B2. Repeat. Go to alert condition Baker 2. Seal off all main sections. Stand by.
Seal off, Captain, if we can minimize the spread of whatever this is.
Continue the alert, Lieutenant.
I can't, sir. He's cut off the alert channels.
Lieutenant O'Hara. Hey, you've interrupted my song. I'm sorry, but there'll be no ice cream for you tonight.
Cut him off.
I can't, sir. There's no way to do it.
Attention, crew. This is Captain Riley. There will be a formal dance in the bowling alley at 1900 hours tonight.
No way, Captain. He controls the main power panels. He can override any channel from down there. 17 minutes left, sir.
Sickbay bridge.
Can you tie me into the sick bay?
I'm getting you, Jim. Look, can you keep this beast level? I've got Sulu tranquilized. We're running tests on him.
So far, there's nothing unusual in his bloodstream. Body functions seem normal.
Riley's the immediate problem, Doctor. Is there any way, anything you can do to snap him out of it?
Negative until I can get a little further on these tests.
This is Captain Riley. Crew, I have some additional orders. In the future, all female crew members will wear their hair loosely about their shoulders. And use restraint in putting on your makeup. Women should not look made up. And now, crew, I will render Kathleen one more time.
Please, not again.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen.
I've set the jumpers up there. Stand by till I give you a signal.
And tears bedim your loving eyes. Oh.
Engineering to bridge. Try your helm. You'll have enough power to keep her stabilized. Here, let's have a look at that.
Sixteen minutes left, Captain. We're stabilized, but still spiraling down.
Emergency signal, Captain. Both decks 4 and 5. Fights and disorders.
Get me sick bay.
I have no intercom for sick bay. He keeps switching channels.
See
on
what you can do to help Dr. McCoy. Better check Scotty first. Move him faster. He's got to get through that bulkhead.
What's going on?
Mr. Spock, I'm trying to get to the bridge, and this crewman won't let me by.
Crewman, stand aside.
Oh, yes, sir. I'll take you home again, Shandy.
Message from the captain.
Tell him I'm doing my best. If I cut through the wrong circuits...
We have 14 minutes left.
Even if we were under a full-scale attack, I couldn't move any faster, not maintain a safety factor.
At the rate you're proceeding, calculations show that you'll take a minute and a half, more than we have left. You can't afford a safety factor.
Biopsy lab. Biopsy, where's my report? Biopsy, come in. Harrison, where's my report? I'm going to the White House.
Sir?
Yes?
The tranquilizer's wearing off.
Oh, good. I'll need him conscious now. Continue to examine him on circuits K1 and 3.
Of course, Doctor.
Left. It'll take at least two or three of them to get the engines up to power now.
Then we'll make it, sir, if all goes right.
Call me when you've cut through. I want to be there. Kirk out.
Nurse? Where is Dr. McCoy?
He's gone to the lab.
Lab. Lab, respond, please. Spock here. Lab.
Mr. Spock, the men from Vulcan treat their women strangely. At least, people say that. But you're part human, too. I know you don't. You couldn't hurt me, would you? I'm in love with you, Mr. Spock. You, the human Mr. Spock, the Vulcan Mr. Spock.
Nurse,
Christine, please. I see things, how honest. I know how you feel. You hide it. But you do have feeling. Oh, how we must hurt you, torture you.
I'm in control of my emotions.
The others believe that. I don't. No, I love you. I don't know why, but I love you. I do love you. Just as you are. Oh, I love you.
Sorry.
Captain is en route engineering, Mr. Spock. Can you take the bridge? Acknowledge.
I am sorry.
Christine.
Christine.
Bridge to sick bay. Is Mr. Spock there? Spock, would you please acknowledge?
Nurse.
Almost ready, sir.
Stun. Don't fire unless he's armed. Go.
No dance tonight. Get him out of here.
Scotty, we haven't got much time left.
Bridge to captain.
Kirk here.
Entering planet's outer atmosphere, sir.
Captain, what is it?
He's turned the engines off. Completely cold. It'll take 30 minutes to regenerate them.
Ship's outer skin is beginning to heat, Captain. Orbit plot shows we have about 8 minutes left.
Scotty, I can't change the laws of physics. I've got to have 30 minutes.
Captain's log supplemental. The Enterprise spiraling down out of control. Ship's outer skin heating rapidly due to friction with planet atmosphere.
Maybe 22, 23 minutes.
Scotty, we've got six.
Captain, you can't mix matter and antimatter. Cold. We go up on the biggest explosions.
We can balance our engines into a controlled implosion.
That's only a theory. It's never been done.
Bridge, have you found Mr. Spock yet?
If you wanted to chance odds of 10,000 to 1, maybe, assuming we had a row of computers working weeks on the right formula.
Mr. Spock is not on the bridge, Captain.
I was on the bridge. Hey, Doc, what am I doing here?
McCoy to bio. We've isolated it. Start preparing serum.
What, Doctor?
It's water. Somehow on this planet, water's changed to a complex chain of molecules.
What's that, Doctor?
That's how we missed it. It passed from man to man through perspiration. Once in the bloodstream, it acts like alcohol. It depresses the centers of judgment, self-control. Now get someone to the lab. Tell them the serum works and start preparing more.
Doc, will you let me out of here? I'm all right.
Release!
Engineers, man your stations. Engine rooms report. Cycling station report. This will be an emergency restart of engines.
My mother. I could never tell her I loved her.
We've got 4 minutes. Maybe five.
An Earth woman.
Living on a planet where love, emotion, bad taste.
We've got to risk a full power start. The engines were shut off. No time to regenerate. Do you hear me? We've got to risk a full power start.
I respected my father, our customs. I was ashamed of my Earth. Jim. When I feel friendship for you, I'm ashamed.
You've got to hear me. We need a formula. We've got to risk implosion.
Never been done. Understand, Jim. I spent a whole lifetime learning to hide my feelings.
We've got to risk implosion. It's our only chance.
It's never been done.
Don't tell me that again, science officer. It's a theory. It's possible. We may go up into the biggest ball of fire since the last sun on these parts exploded, but we've got to take that 1 in 10,000 chance.
Bridge to captain. Engineer asked, did you find...
Yes, I found Mr. Spock. I'm talking to Mr. Spock, you understand?
Yes, sir. 3.5 minutes left, captain.
I got it. The disease.
Love. You're better off without it, and I'm better off without mine. This vessel. I give. She takes. She won't permit me my life. I've got to live hers. Jim. I have a beautiful yeoman. Have you noticed her, Mr. Spock? You're allowed to notice her. The captain's not permitted. Jim. There is an intermix formula. Now I know why. It's called she. It's never been tested. It's a theoretical relationship between time and antimatter. Flesh woman, to touch, to hold. A beach to walk on. A few days, no braid on my shoulder. Captain. Scotty. Help. Stand by to intermix. I call the formula in from the bridge.
Entering upper stratosphere, Captain. Skin temperature now 2170 degrees.
I could hang on. Tell them. Clear the corridors. The turbo lift.
Set. Hyperbolic course.
Direction, sir.
Direction. Direction. It doesn't matter. The way we came.
Course laid in, sir.
Fuel temperature.
Level.
Thank you.
beach to walk on.
Sir?
Raise antimatter 840 degrees.
That'll take 4 minutes.
Having the time, we'll have to risk it. Bridge, we're ready.
Engage.
Obviously, we were successful. The engine's imploded.
Captain, my velocity gauge is off the scale.
Engine power went off the scale as well. We're now traveling faster than is possible for normal space.
Check elapsed time, Mr. Sulu. My chronometer's running backwards, sir. We're going back in time. Helm, begin reversing power. Slowly.
Helm answering, sir.
Power reversing.
We're back to normal time, Captain.
Engines ahead. Warp one.
Warp one, sir.
Mr. Spock.
Yes, sir.
The time warp. What did it do to us?
We've regressed in time 71 hours. It is now 3 days ago, Captain. We have 3 days to live over again.
Not those last 3 days.
This does open some intriguing prospects, Captain. Since the formula worked, we can go back in time to any planet, any era.
We may risk it someday, Mr. Spock. Resume course to our next destination, Mr. Sulu.
Course laid in, sir.
Steady as she goes.